it's like Spanish-ish. Like either is right. Like Almira Ara is right. Almira Ara is also right. Yeah.
That was just Little Miss Echo with Daily Prayer, and here is a quick PSA. Never give up. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. And now I am joined by Almira Ara. How are you doing?
All right. Hi.
Good. Hi. Yes, hi. Mics are all on now. I'm going to turn off the AC. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
And, absolutely. Yeah. So, hey y'all. My name is Almira Ara. I am a Black queer artist here in Boston, Mass. But I'm born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. I typically do music that kind of go... It's genre jumping music. But I like to mix rock, R&B, and folk together to create some fun noises for your ears.
Fantastic. And it's actually really funny that you're from Columbus, Ohio, because the artist that I had on from 9:30 to 10:30 just released a single called Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
And it's about how she doesn't know anything about Columbus, Ohio, and she's never been there. But it sounds lovely.
Yes.
So how is it?
It's, you know, it's a city. It's home to me, so it's beautiful to me. It's great to me. It definitely is lacking in the people department. Like, there are a lot of people in Ohio that they just aren't out, you know? We're the Midwest, whole bunch of homebodies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
That's good. That's good, because I didn't know anything about it, and she really sold me on it, but, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad that she sold you on it.
All right. Well, do you want to get into your first song?
Absolutely. This first one is called Lost and Found. Let's assess the situation one step at a time. I've been lacking motivation, feeling less divine. Looking for the right solution, God knows I have tried. To understand why my frustration keeps me from my life. And I've tried to move my mountains, looking for my inner peace. But I got lost, can't find no fountain to refill my energy. Oh, sorry if I'm not the one you knew before. My mind keeps playing tricks on me. I should be the type to learn and listen more, so I could find the missing piece of my soul. To my soul. Thinking of all of the times that I didn't meet 30, the way I would lie to myself, don't wish that on nobody else. Looking for some kind of answer to all of my hurting. Look through heaven, look through hell, but never look within myself. How could I forget? I'm a spirit living human life. I look within, find the peace my soul was missing. Sorry if I'm not the one you knew before. My mind keeps he's playing tricks on me. I should be the type to learn and listen more so I could find the missing piece. I'm sorry if I'm not the one you knew before. My mind is finding new frequencies. Took some time away to learn and love me more. Now I'm finding the missing piece of my soul, my soul, my soul, to my soul. How could I forget? I'm a spirit living human life. I look within and find the peace my soul is missing.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, let's see. How long have you been playing in Boston?
I've been playing in Boston for, I want to say, 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. 2.5 sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just saw you for the first time at the Club Passim Fire...
The Campfire?
Campfire Festival, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Campfire Festival, that was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was honestly such a spiritual experience, that closing round on stage, being around such incredible artists.
Yeah.
And being at Passim anytime is very beautiful. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a Passim writer. I love Club Passim so much. They do a lot for local artists and they've done so much for me. And I definitely consider them my second home.
Yeah. And I love that format too. So they had four musicians up on stage and they had them do like one song each and you guys were kind of like riffing off of each other and like,
yes.
Oh, I see that you just played a song about blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do that too. And it was really cool.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love In the Round formats because they're definitely the most interactive formats for artists. It kind of makes us, it keeps us on our toes because it's like, oh my gosh, what's the next person going to play? And does what I have lined up have anything to do with what they're talking about? Can I sing something that has something to do with what they're talking about? How do we make this cohesive as a collective, you know, without mm-hmm. meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you, because that was my first time going to Club Passim and I've lived in Boston for like 8 years.
Wow.
So I know it's kind of embarrassing,
no.
But, I like music too. You know, I should have been there too. And I've lived on the Red Line too, so I have no excuse whatsoever.
Never mind.
Yeah, I have no excuse. Like, I went to Tufts, so like, it's two stops down the T.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know how I never ended up there. What was your first time at Club Passim?
My first time at Club Passim was it was the first meeting for the inaugural folk collective. I was nominated for the first cohort of the Folk Collective, which is it's a project. Do I want to say it's a project? It's an effort at Club Passim. I think that's the best word. It's an effort. It's a cohort of 12 individuals who all have completely different backgrounds in music, in Boston, in race, age, gender, identity, the whole nine, and even like genres of music. And we were kind of brought together like like the folk Avengers to like redefine folk or see how to make it more accessible for other people and how to kind of go back to folk's roots, which is like being music for the people.
That's great. I think that it's good to see a folk scene in Boston, you know.
Absolutely. There's so much folk music to be heard here.
Absolutely. Who are some of your top musical influences, either local or in general?
Ooh. That's such a great question. I have too many. I was raised in a very, very, very musical household, and very mixed musical household. So I would say modern influences like Kehlani, Mint Green was just on the radio. They're a good local influence for me. Meet Me at the Altar, Orion Sun, who else? Dreamer Isioma. Oh my goodness. Queen. Queen, I'm a big Freddie Mercury fan. Otis Redding, Sam Cooke. Oh my freaking goodness. There's so many. You don't want me to keep going down that rabbit hole. I mean, everything.
All great artists, so yes, no complaints
Tracy
here.
Chapman. Oh my gosh, oh, yeah. How can I?
Did you know that Tracy Chapman, A, went to Tufts?
Yep.
And B, played on this show.
And C, is from Ohio. And D, got their start at Club Passim.
Ah. And, I mean, she's mentioned in the theme song for the show that you're on right now, On the Town. Yeah, like, it says, we discovered Tracy Chapman, so...
No,
pretty cool.
Yeah, yep. I did a little bit of research. I was like, oh my gosh, stop.
Oh, very cool. That, you know, I, one of my questions on my list is, do you have any fun facts? But that's a fun fact.
Yes.
You know,
we kind of are not adolescence. This is what, young adulthood. It's very similar.
Yeah, very that's similar. Cool. And in a much less cool question, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color right now is definitely like a nice olive green. Ooh. Nice olive green or a good brown. I love brown, but like green for sure,
like a nice olive. Yeah,
olivey. Yeah. Green, don't let it be like a vinyl-y olive green. I love that.
Fantastic. Do you want to play another song for us?
Absolutely. This one is called Object Permanence, and it's off of my EP called Mastering the Art of Losing, Part 1. Ooh, can I play? You gave me a lump in my throat and a hickey on the neck. Finally, I thought I'd be the flashback in your head.
Object permanence, baby. Can't see how it used to be.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, I was holding in that cough the whole song.
No worries. I'd be holding in coughs while I'm singing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you said something about that, about a sneeze at the campfire show. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're singing through burps, mm-hmm. sneezes, and coughs. Let me tell you.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Drums.
Drums?
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Drums. I feel like that's like, either drums or keys. Those two, I've tried. I don't have it. I don't have the thing that is needed for those instruments. Well, actually, I haven't tried for drums that much. For keys, I've definitely tried. Piano, oh my gosh. I've had a piano in my face since I was 3. It's not there. It's not there. I use it more so as a tool, and I wish I could use it as a vessel. And I haven't used it as a tool in such a long time. When you learn, like, one instrument, like when you start learning bass or guitar, it's like, dang, what do I need piano for? And I'm starting to realize why. I'm starting to realize what you need it for.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like learning another language, but I don't know. I always heard that, like, oh, you need to learn Latin to really, you know, understand the roots of English and speak, you know, understand where words come from. I feel like piano is kind of the Latin of the music.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It sure is. And it's hard as heck, like Latin, maybe.
From what I've heard. Absolutely. What movie would you want to make the soundtrack for? Either an existing movie or some general premise for a movie that doesn't exist?
I would make the soundtrack for a black lesbian rom-com. That is what I would want to make. Yeah, I would love to make the soundtrack for that.
Beautiful.
Very dramatic. Yeah. Very, very emotion-filled. I would love it.
Would it be set in Boston?
No.
Okay, where would it be set?
It'd probably be set in New York.
Yeah, that's fair.
It'd probably be set in New York.
All right, sweet. You want to hit us with another song?
Absolutely. All right, let me just make sure I know the chords. Pick the cobalt power in our phones, And the kid across my street's aware of these monstrosities and lack of mass humanity. You see, the child of our time isn't blind. They see your bloody hands, your wicked crimes, and bring your sins to the light. Bring your sins. Bring your sins. And the kid in my apartment grabbed a tent and mat and marched on to their school to scream for justice, liberation for that girl across the globe to finally be safe in her home. You see, the child of our time isn't blind. They see your bloody hands, your wicked crimes, and we'll bring your sins to the light till freedom once again shall arise.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
What was the name of that song?
That song is called Child of Our Time. I wrote it inspired by, partially by my roommate who is a student at Emerson and the encampment. I was also inspired, I don't know. People always talk about how children are the future, and I feel like, you know, young folks, we've been making change, but there's also young folk, like, we're making change because of the young folks who are across the globe who cannot make said change themselves.
For sure. And I think it's really beautiful to, you know, make music that has a message larger than yourself. Do you have a favorite part of making music?
I think that's probably my favorite part of making music is finding ways to say what I already say, like, verbally. You know, how do I musically say what I say every day, you know? And how do I voice my ideals? How do I voice my life when put to, like, notes and harmony and
for sure
instrumentation?
For sure. And so when you have an idea like that come to you, what's your process to turn it into a song?
For this one, it was very, very quick turnaround. Like, I was like, wow, all of my housemates are incredible human beings and I love them. Shout out. But seeing just, like, quick, I don't know. Seeing people be so quick to support the liberation of others meant so much. But then I started thinking, like, wow, these folks are so young. Like, these are 22-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds trying to not even raise awareness for Palestine, but, like, make change in their institutions regarding Palestine. And that in and of itself was very moving. And then it's like, I don't know. If I scroll through social media, I know that I'm seeing many children who are in conflict zones such as Gaza and such as Congo and such as Sudan. And it's just like, that sounds so corny, but like, what can I do but sing? You know, like, what can I do but write about this? It is literally my duty as an artist. And so once that duty is realized, it's just like, what are the words? You know, I think I thought to myself, like, what do children think of what is going on? There are literal 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds who are protesting, and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds who are stuck in mines, 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds who literally have seen their homes get demolished. And I think that I don't know, growing up as a kid in like the 2000s, it's been very much like, whoa, I didn't know anything about anything going on in the world. And these kids are going to be so aware, and to their benefit and detriment, you know. But it's also like, they are change makers and we are change makers, and it should be documented.
If you had to pick one word to describe your music, what word would you choose?
Honest.
Honest. That's beautiful. That was very quick too.
Sorry.
No, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you knew the answer to that one right away. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like lying in my songs. Everything is the truth.
For sure. Would you like to play another?
Absolutely. Fantastic. Are covers okay?
Or? I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, this one is a Tracy Chapman one. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying in the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Poor people better rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. And you know, you better run, 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 run. Yeah, I said you better run, 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 run. 'Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Whoa, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying in the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Talking about a revolution. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Talking about a revolution. Oh.
very good.
Thank you.
Oh man. I'm not sick. I think I hope that Amanda's not listening, but my first artist brought a brownie. I think there's just a very small piece of that brownie that's been stuck in my throat ever since.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
Anywho, do you have a favorite food?
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on food. That's like my second passion.
Do you like to make food?
I love to make food. I'm actually in the process of like creating my own menu to hopefully like start selling in the future, near future. But I'm going to say right now, I'll just go off of fixation. Right now, my favorite food are pastelillos, and they're like they're kind of like empanadas, but they're like flakier. They're amazing. Oh my gosh, I made a mac and cheese one the other day, which is not normal. Let me tell you, that's not normal. It's not normal. Usually it's like ground beef that's made a specific way, depending on the culture that you're from. I'm Puerto Rican, so it's made with like achote and a lot of things. Some cumin. I'd be putting extra cumin in there. Sofrito. So there's like a lot of cilantro, peppers, garlic, onion, and just yummy spices make that taste real nice. That's been my obsession.
Sounds tasty.
Oh, they're delectable.
Do you have a favorite song of yours to perform?
I think that my favorite song to perform is the one that I'm going to perform next. It's called Little Black Girl, Radiating Light. And it's a song that I kind of wrote for my inner child. I don't identify as a woman, but I do experience black womanhood on a regular, everyday basis, even in my transness. And and I was a little black girl, and I feel like there's a lot of wanting to conform when you are so young, and it feels like society is literally against you, and that is by design, you know. And being able to perform that song and see other black women in the audience, literally, that is why I do this. That is why I do this.
Want to get into it?
Yes, I just need to tune.
Oh, for sure.
A quick second. This one's in a little funky tuning.
Was it at? Excuse me.
No worries.
Was it at that Club Passim performance where someone said that they tuned their guitar in like a
Chrysalis?
Oh, okay.
That was Chrysalis. They said they tuned their guitar in open D all the time.
Cool, yeah. Isn't that like a did they say viola tuning or like some other?
It's a very folky tuning. That's that folk tuning. they tune in open D. Prepare to hear some songs that are going to make you contemplate or cry.
Good to know. I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yes, honestly, any open tuning. So yeah. I think that it's because there's an openness to it. I'm not gonna lie, because I don't think that there's a time that I don't tear up performing this song. And I think it's partially because of the openness. It's open tunings are very emotional. I think that's right. No, it's not. And that is. All right. Thank you. black girl in this cold dark world. Do you know what you're doing? When you shorten your words, try to lessen your worth. Do you know that you let them win when you let them have a say on who you're gonna be? Don't let them have their way, 'cause once when you were me, I didn't they. Tried to make my rainbow gray. I was a little black girl in my beautiful world. They were hell-bent on ruining. Their actions and words were daggers to my soul. In perception of the truth, they sought to change. Wanting to make my rainbow gray. And though you're wondering who you are right now, remember when you're down, when you hold your head high, I swear the world gets brighter, shine like the sun. It's my love you are. You're a soul full of purpose. You're beautifully deserving of all the love and care and space you occupy. Little black girl, you're radiating light. Little black girl, so alone in this world. Do you know what you're doing? Looking for love in people you don't trust, deprived of community as they try to make your rainbow gray. And as you're wondering who you are right now, how hold. Hold your head high, I swear the world gets brighter, shine like the sun. 'Cause my love you are. There are people who embrace you. You learn to do the same. This love's a gift that only villages can find. Oh, little black girl, there's love when we unite. Listen to the dullness. Let your light shine through. Too colorful to cater to a gray world's views. Resistance so incomparable. Despite how we've been bruised, true power lies within the light you'll never lose. When you hold your head high, swear the world gets brighter, shine like the sun. My love, you are. You're a soul full of purpose. You're beautifully deserving of all the clarity and joy you search to find. Little black girl, you are one of. Little black girl, there's love when we unite. Little black girl, you're radiating. Little black girl, you're radiating light.
That was very special. That was, yeah.
Thank
I hear what you mean about the open tunings.
Yeah, they make things very sentimental.
They do.
Very emotional.
Do you have any gigs or concerts coming up?
I do. I have a show coming up in Kendall Square, the rooftop garden, I believe. It's a Club Passim affiliated show. Next Wednesday. Oh my gosh. It's in 8 days. Oh my god. It's next Wednesday at 12 p.m. From 12 to 1, I'll be singing some tunes. And that is my next show. Wow.
That's a big truck.
He might have a show to get to. Show Stealer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you're still going. That was
big,
a
big guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you involved with any other projects? Like playing with any other musicians? And I know that you mentioned the Folk Collective earlier.
So, as of right now, I am kind of doing my own thing. I'm doing my own thing, figuring out the solo thing. I had a band, but you know, sometimes things don't work out, and that's okay. I'm trying to kind of wait for what I want, instead of kind of settling for, you know, what I don't want. And so that's what I'm doing right now. Kind of going inward as well, because I released that EP, and so I'm trying to now like work on a full body of work, and that feels like very, you know, isolating process sometimes. Granted, it does take a village, and I am always down to collaborate with other folks. However, you know, there's just a lot of time needed to like process life, to write about it, you know? I'm trying not to do the thing where it's like, I feel it, I'm gonna write it. Because those songs get too intense. And so, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Well, speaking of collaborations, if you could collaborate with any musician, living or dead, who would you choose?
Living or dead?
Mm-hmm.
Living or dead is crazy. I would love to collab with, oh my gosh, I feel like I would say Prince, but it's also like, nah, I don't want to collab with Prince. I want to collab with Tracy Chapman. That's who I would want to collab with. I would want to collab with Tracy Chapman. Or I've been doing a lot of research on Stax, and I think that I would love to collaborate with Isaac Hayes. Oh my god, that would have been so fun. That would have been fun.
Nice.
Thank you. Or Kehlani. Oh my gosh. Kehlani, alive.
Yeah.
Wait, so is Tracy. Alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure, alive.
And at the top of the music charts again.
Literally. As she should be.
Mm-hmm.
As she should be.
Absolutely.
I'm just tuning it as quietly as I can.
Oh yeah. Go for it. I'll turn off your guitar mic. It doesn't help too much, but just
Thank
enough.
Thank you.
Are there any up and coming acts in Boston that you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, one of them's in the room right now.
Do you want to say hi? Hello? Not really.
Hi. Come. Unless you really don't want to.
No, it's okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Taylor. My artist name is Mooney. That's it.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Taylor, Winnie.
Taylor. Yes, I love you. Taylor is my partner. Their stage name is Mooney. They're a alternative R&B artist who is incredible. R&B singer, songwriter, producer, literally does the whole thing and makes such incredible music. I am looking forward to what they create in the future. And yeah, everybody should be looking out for them. I'm not going to lie. Who else? Up and coming artist. I mean, you already played Audrey. I love Audrey. I love Audrey so much. Incredible. Yeah, I'll say those two.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're incredible humans. Mm-hmm. And incredible artists, incredible voices, incredible lyrics.
We've got about 10 minutes left, so would you like to play two songs in a row and then we'll wrap up?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
I planned way more songs. I did not think I was going to be talking.
Yeah, we ended up chatting a bunch.
I love it. I'm not opposed. All right. Took time to question the shock of your presence that you've gifted upon me, like God would a blessing. And I soon learned my lesson. It was honest, relentless. Me and you are predestined to lifetimes connected. So when I met you, know that my life changed for the better. So tell me, baby, what you think about this for forever. I should've known from every sign we'd end up together. So tell me, baby, what you think about this for forever. Ever. I think about this for. As the space between us lessened, little did I know, should've had high hopes. Up is a tightrope, you're my nut. Where did the time go? Scared to say hi, now we're talking about building a life in your bed. Said when I met you, know that my life changed for the better. So tell me, baby, what you think about this for forever. I should've known from every sign we'd end up together. So tell me, baby, what you think about this for forever. I think about this for forever. Think about this for. We've danced a million times in my dreams, but never did I think our paths were crossing this reality. In every life, you've got me flustered, weak in the knees. Even when we're stars, I look at you like you're the galaxy. It won't be over. I'm always for you. I'm always for you. In every lifetime, I'm looking in your eyes. Oh. da-da-da-da-da, your eyes. Oh. It's my ode to the universe. Baby, love like yours is hard to find, and you give me so much peace of mind. I knew that I just had to look a while and inside to see that what's right for me is alive in me. If I need it, I got it. I'm gonna speak it to power. I'm gonna visualize it. I feel it in my hands. Silence is never an option. Vocal and taking precaution. Pray it while nobody's watching. I know you understand. Say, no need to hold my breath when it's in my best interest. I know it's finished, yes. Improving my condition, cause you're never far away. Even at my lowest, you know your love is never waning. You've inspired me to work through all the pain, contemplating, meditating, getting better by the day. Potential coming to fruition, to be, I hope it's clear through my commitment what you mean to me. And I can write a billion Bibles for transparency, but you would rather see my actions, so I spread my wings. Say, say, baby, love like yours is hard to find, and you give me so much peace of mind. Knew that I just had to look a while and inside to see that what's right for me. Maybe love like yours is hard to find, and you give me so much peace of mind. Knew that I just had to look a while and inside to see that what's right for me is alive. Your love, your love, your love is the one thing can't get enough. Holding me down, keeping me up, flying and staying grounded, cause your love, your love, your love, written in stars, is said and done. Give you my all, you have my trust, you have my trust, you have my love. You have my trust, you have my love. You have my love. Baby, love like yours is hard to find. Thank you.
Thank you. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
I think the best advice I've ever been given would probably be my dad has always told me since I was literally a kid, because I suffer from anxiety. It's real bad sometimes. And sometimes I get so overwhelmed with like creating and with honestly life sometimes that like I kind of get stuck, very stuck in my own world and my dad. My dad always tells me like, go for it. Your paralysis by analysis is only hindering your self-betterment. And if you just go for what you want, literally the possibilities are endless.
Excuse me again. That's some really nice advice.
Yes, that is, yeah, I think about it a lot. I think about it a lot.
And I think that's a great note to end on. Where can listeners find you?
You can find me many places. If y'all are Instagram folks, my @ is Almira in the stars. So Almira in the stars. I also have a website, almiraara.com, almiraara.com, almiraara.com. If you listen to music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, oh my God, SoundCloud, Tidal, all of the things, I'm under Almira Ara. And you can catch me in Club Passim or throughout Dorchester.
You heard it here, folks. Almira Ara, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.